Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Zayin and parak Ches Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, parak Ches Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah discussed a water pit that was shared by two courtyards, and there was a machlokas there as to whether the wall that passes over the pit legally divides the water between the two courtyards or not. The Mishnah here in parak Ches Mishnah Zayin is going to apply the same machlokas to another type of water source, and that is one inside a single chatzer. Says the Mishnah, Amas hamayim shehi overes bechatzer, if there's a water canal that is coming from a river and it's passing through a courtyard, and the courtyard wall runs over the top of this canal, thereby enclosing part of it within the actual courtyard. Says the Mishnah, Ein memalin himena b'Shabbos, you can't draw water from this canal on Shabbos. Ela imkein asula mechitza gavoa asara tzvachim, unless they made a wall within the canal itself that is 10 tzvachim high, in order to separate the section of the canal in the courtyard from the part that is outside the courtyard. This mechitza, this wall, must be placed within the banks of the canal and extend across its width, as the Bartanura points out, so that people are going to see the wall as a separation between the water inside the courtyard and the water outside of the courtyard. Now, although the courtyard will pass, the courtyard wall passes over the canal, and it's therefore technically separating the part of the canal inside the courtyard from the outside, that wall, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, does not look as if it is doing so, since it was not built for that purpose. Continuing in the Mishnah, Biknisa uviyitzia, and they have to make this wall both at the canal's entrance into the courtyard and at the canal's exit from the courtyard. The canal itself must be clearly enclosed within the borders of the courtyard in order to allow you to draw water from it in your courtyard. Now, the reason why this is so important is because if you don't have these walls, then the canal is going to have a status of a Carmelis, of its own independent rishos, its own independent domain. We're dealing with a canal that is at least 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. And these dimensions make it an independent domain and not part of the courtyard itself. And since the canal is completely open at its ends to the river, the canal itself is treated as a Carmelis. And again, therefore, we have to make these walls very clearly delineating that it is part of the, that it is not a separate rishos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosel shal gaba tidon mishom mechitza, that the courtyard wall that passes over the canal may be considered a valid wall, even though it was not built specifically for this purpose, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, water may be drawn from the canal without placing any new walls there. Again, this is very much in line with what Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah, which is again that you don't need separate walls in the water source, that the walls of the courtyard suffice. But again, we don't paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda tries to describe a story that seems to support his opinion, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'aseh ba'ama shel Avel, there was a story with the canal that flowed through the courtyards of a town called Avel, Shehayu Mimalan Mimena al Pizakain and Bishabbos, that they would draw water from it on Shabbos because of the authority and the agreement and the allowance of the zakenim, of the older people, of the rabbanim, even though the canal had no walls within it. So it seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that the zakenim accepted Rabbi Yehuda's position that water may be drawn from a canal that has no walls whatsoever within it. However, says the Mishnah Amrullah, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda and they said, Mipnei shelo hayuba kashir. That story is not a proof for your position because the canal in that particular town, in that particular story, did not have the minimum dimensions to qualify as an independent domain. And because it wasn't either considered to be an independent rishos, an independent domain, because it wasn't 10 tefachim deep and it wasn't 4 tefachim wide, therefore it's not considered to be its own independent domain, and therefore there was no reason to have partitions, no reason to have a wall, and everyone would agree in that case that you would be able to draw water from it without any problem. Continuing now with Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches, and the Mishnah is going to be discussing a case where you have a balcony that is above a river, and the people living in the house that open to the balcony would draw water from the river through a hole in the balcony floor. The Mishnah is going to explain how this may be done on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Guzra shilamalim in a mime. If there's a balcony that extends over a body of water, such as a river, in memalim him and a b'Shabbos, you can't draw water from that river to the balcony on Shabbos, because a river has the status of a karmelis, and the balcony is considered to be a rishus hayach. It is considered to be a private domain, and going from a karmelis, from a this middle type of area to a rishus hayachid, is not allowed midirabanan. Says the Mishnah, Elim kein azula mechitza gavoa asar tvachim. This is forbidden unless they made these walls that are 10 tvachim high around the balcony or around the hole in its floor. Bein milamala, bein milamata. Their work, whether these walls are above the balcony or whether they are beneath the balcony, either way, we're going to view the walls as extending downward into the river, essentially making that part of the river into a rishus hayachid, into a private domain. Now, since both the balcony and the part of the river directly beneath it are both considered to be rishus hayachid, are both considered to be private areas, a person then would be allowed to draw water on Shabbos from the river to the balcony through the hole in the balcony floor. Now, in the next case of the Mishnah, we're going to deal with a situation where there are two balconies, one above the other, and each belongs to a different Rishos Hayachah, to a different private domain. Says the Mishnah, V'chein Shtei, Guzra'us Zo Lamala Mizo. Similarly, if you have two balconies, one above the other, they extend over a body of water, and the holes in their floors line up with one another. What's the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah, Asu L'Elyona V'lo Asu L'Tachtona. If they, meaning the residents of both floors, made walls for the upper balcony, but they did not make walls for the lower balcony, says the Mishnah, Shtehen Asuros Ad Sheya Arvu. They are all prohibited from drawing water unless they made an Erev Chatzeros. If no Erev was made, then the residents of the upper floor can't draw water from the river because the residents of the lower floor had acquired rights in the upper balcony by helping build the partitions around it, and therefore the upper balcony is like a jointly owned courtyard from which carrying is forbidden into the privately owned upper floor without an Eruv. Now, when it comes to the residents of the lower floor, they may also not draw water to the balcony at all, even if there is an Eruv, however, because there is no wall around their balcony, and so drawing water would be carrying from a karmelis, from the river, into a private domain. Have a great day.